7:47. Promise, give those NASCAR tickets away here in the next 6 minutes. Wes McElroy joined by John Lazer, the voice of the Hokies. And he is brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case, especially wills and trust. Did my wife and I's will. Did a fine job of it. Brandon Cowan, CowanGates.com. All right, Lazer, you ready for a lightning round?
Sure.
Let's do it. John Lazer, Wes McElroy, the floor is yours, Captain. You're first.
If I had melted down like Jordan Spieth at the Masters, no doubt I would have gone Happy Gilmore onto my club into Ray's Creek. Would I and should I have gotten a lifetime ban?
Oh, no. No, if you would have gone flipped out, if you would have gone Space Cadet, I would be advocating for more of that. More personality in golf. There's nothing wrong with it. And under the circumstances, I wouldn't have blamed you one bit. Next. Speaking of that, since we'll stay on topic, you were there in 2011 to see Rory McIlroy. More brutal to watch, Rory's meltdown live or watching Jordan Spieth on TV?
Watching Jordan Spieth on TV, because actually in 2011 I was a bit distracted by the fact that Tiger Woods and some others were making a run. That was the year that Tiger really got going on the front nine. He was about five or six groups in front of McIlroy, who was in the last group. It was just more of a gradual thing. I think Spieth's was so shocking just because it happened in a blink of an eye, or in this case 20 minutes, which in golf is a blink of an eye. So I think that was more shocking. Will it be more lasting, I think, is the bigger question that I have. Marcolini. Tonight, it's already preordained the Warriors will defeat the Grizzlies to win their 73rd. We're reflecting, Wes, back on our high school days when the Bulls won 72. What hairstyle were you sporting in 1996? And please say bowl cut.
No, it was actually – it was kind of like this Keanu Reeves Point Break-esque mop top. And I only remember that well because my mom – got super ticked
mop
off.
Top.
Yeah, it was kind of like that layered, textured 90s. I'm telling you, like, think Keanu Reeves in Point Break, and that's what I was wearing because I had to take my senior pictures.
That's kind of a flattering description of oneself, wouldn't you say?
I am an FBI agent. Next. Jim Harbaugh, more fun or more annoying for college football?
Well, I started in the fun camp. I'm starting to lean towards the annoying camp because you can't be both, and he's trying to be at the moment. Now he's trying to be the moral authority to protect all the high school kids in the country that apparently are right now needing these camps and which have been eliminated just because he tried to be the fun guy and be the carnival guy and take things down to Florida. So I've always liked Jim Harbaugh. I've always liked the energy that he brings wherever it's been, whether that be college or the NFL, but my patience is growing a bit thin. Read a review yesterday, Wes, speaking of our childhood, to Baywatch the movie. It's coming out next year. It's starring The Rock, and apparently it's a raunch fest. Your favorite Baywatch beauty and why?
Hold on. I'm trying. Well, you know what? This is too easy. It's Yasmine Bleeth. Yasmine,
yes.
Absolutely. Yasmine, look at Yasmine run. Marcolini, you objection to that? You have another one?
That was a trick question.
Because everybody goes Pamela Anderson.
That's
Yasmine.
That's what I'm saying.
I've never seen
that.
Well,
Yasmine was the more realistic option that could actually be your girlfriend.
Did you just hear Marcolini? He's never seen an episode of Baywatch. That's sad right there. That's a life experience that you need to have, my friend.
Well, you get that chance next year, 2017.
Fill in the blank. Your reaction to Jalen Hudson transferring was?
Good for him. And I don't necessarily say that to spite the program, but I think that Jalen is a guy that just wasn't in the right spot. And I don't mean that because of Buzz and his staff, just because there's other players on this roster and some others that will conceivably come back and do some of the things that he was good at on this roster. And I think in a situation like that, if he feels as though he's going to have an opportunity to go become the guy or expand himself at another place that might be a better fit, then good for him. I love Jalen Hudson. He's a phenomenal young guy, and I just think he saw somewhat the writing on the wall in terms of the talent that this team has on the roster and the fact that it was going to be a struggle for minutes for him. So I would react that way to the departure of Jalen Hudson. Wish him well, by the way, because, again, he's a great guy. Scale of 1 to middle school social studies. How bored are you with the departure tour for Kobe Bryant?
I've kind of been done with it now for months. I mean, I know they're so bad. I mean, it's so painful to watch. And Kobe, this isn't Kobe. This is, I heard the comparison yesterday on another show. This is like watching your old dog up in age where it's just not as fun. It's not the dog that you used to run around and play with. It's kind of the old dog that just lays around. So tonight will be special. Tonight will be fun. I'll be interested in the speeches. But, yeah, I've kind of been past the Kobe farewell for a very long time. One more. John Lazer, speaking of that, you can answer our question of the day. If I gave you floor seats tonight, would you rather have floor seats for Kobe's farewell or for Golden State going for 73?
Can I have a third option? Is it an Adele concert or something across town that I can go to? You know that I'm not a big fan of the NBA. No, I'd go to the Warriors game. I like to be there for history, particularly because the mid-90s Bulls were such a big part of us growing up. I know you and I are essentially the same age, and that was right in my wheelhouse in terms of fandom. So I'd like to be there. And like you said, I've been there, done that with Kobe. I'm pretty sure ESPN will chronicle it for 23 of the next 24 hours anyway, so I can go back and relive it. But seriously, anybody got a line on any Adele tickets?
We'll try to hook you up. You're John Lazor. You should be able to pull that. That's easy for you, my friend.
I was kidding. I've got a couple in my wallet right now.
At LazVT on Twitter. See you, buddy.
See ya.
John Lazor is brought to you by Cowan Gates. There for you in any case.